Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Eve. That means, since it's on Friday, that means we're going to be doing our Christmas Day show today, and that means that not a lot of business stuff today, very little, maybe just a little bit in the next hour, but mostly just reflecting on the time, reflecting on the season, reflecting on the event, the reason why I and millions of others as Christians celebrate Christmas and the impact that it's had on all of us, on society as at large. And I've got some things I want to read that I do every Christmas show. This is my 14th one to do. And this one is this. What I want to read first is from Isaiah chapter 9. And it's part of last weekend. I was in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center listening to the National Symphony and Opera sing the Handel's Messiah, two-hour-plus program. And this is part of the language. This is part of a very beautiful part of that the Messiah is from Isaiah chapter 9. And this is starting with verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And that's from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 9. And then I'm going to fast forward over to Luke, all the way over to Luke chapter 2. And this is what Luke had to say about that prophecy, about Isaiah's prophecy. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census that should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, and the town of David, because he belonged to the house of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds lying out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Those are two scriptures that I've read every year, I think, just about every year, since I started doing my show. That sort of begins with a prophecy and ends with the birth of, as Luke told it, and the birth of Jesus Christ, which is the birth of Jesus, is what Christmas is all about for Christians. And so another thing that I like to do on this day is to read a poem. And this is a very special poem that I actually started reading this poem. I found this book of poetry in December 1997. I found the book called Autumn Cara, written by John O'Donohue, the late John O'Donohue, my favorite Irishman, I should say, my favorite Irishman. We lost John a couple of years ago. I still miss him, but he introduced me to the concept of Autumn Cara. And Autumn Cara means soul friend. And it's as deep a friendship as you can have. And this is the poem. He calls it a friendship blessing. This is the Anamkara Friendship Blessing by John O'Donohue. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them. And may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. I remember, if you get a chance, folks, if you ever get a chance, go back and go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and type into the search engine O'Donohue. And you can go back and listen to some of the things that he said. His voice was wonderful, that Irish accent, Irish brogue, maybe I should say. His voice was wonderful. His message was enlightening and warm and uplifting, very spiritual. He was a former priest. And I encourage you to go back and listen to some of those interviews. That's one of the great things about that I'd like to think that we've done is to record some of these messages from people who've left us, and still to preserve what they had to say. And it's right there on the website. Just go in there and look for John O'Donohue. As we wrap up this segment, I want to read another poem from John's book, Anamkara. By the way, this book's still available, Anamkara. It's called A Blessing of Solitude. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your own individuality and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. May you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. Merry Christmas. God bless John O'Donohue. We still miss him. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.